In the last paragraph of Parshas Mishpatim, Hashem tells Moshe, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, alei elai ha'hara ve'yesham ve'etnalachos luchos ha'even ve'atura ve'mitzvah asher kasavti lohorosam." Hashem says to Moshe, come up to me to Har Sinai and be there, and I'll give you all the different parts of the Torah, you know, referring to the idea that first there was the Aser Sederos, then Moshe went up for 40 days and 40 nights, and Hashem gave him the entirety of the Torah. And some of the first were bothered by the seemingly unnecessary, redundant lush of the Pasuk. Hashem says, Alei Elai Hahara, come up to me on the mountain, Ve'yesham, and be there. Once he goes up to the mountain, he is there, right? Whenever you go someplace, you are now there. So what does it mean? Ve'yesham? Okay, Rashi seems to take a very poshut approach. And Rashi says, ve'yesham, and stay there for 40 days. Okay, just means, like, don't make a short trip, make a long trip. But some of the Darshanim understand on a different level. Both the Alshech and the Malbim, hundreds of years apart from one another, Darshan ve'yesham, not ve'yesham like just be someplace. Ve'yesham, not be, but become. Ve'yesham, have havaya there, right? Become something there. And they point out that Hashem's telling Moshe, come up to the mountain. Come up to the mountain, ve'yesham, and be something there, and be created there. Vayomer kemihi or, vayihi or, right? And not to sound like some of our neighbors in America, they talk about being born again, but not their way. But that's what Hashem's telling Moshe. Come up to the mountain and be created there. How is he created there? He's already a full-grown, intelligent, accomplished individual. So the answer is, learn the Torah. Hashem says, now you're one thing. Come up to the mountain. You haven't gotten the Torah yet. Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very holy. He had all the madrigas in the world, but he didn't have the Torah yet. Not his fault. It wasn't given. He says, when you get the Torah, you will now become something different. It's interesting. This is not at all connected. Pshuta shel mikra, pshuta of the Hebrew language. The Darshanim say, why do you call someone who learns Torah a ben Torah? He says, a ben Torah is someone who's a son of the Torah. Who's like, what is a son? Means like someone gave birth to you and you're created. A real ben Torah, there's someone who can learn Torah. Someone can sit and learn Torah a little. They're not a ben Torah. Ben Torah is someone who's created by the Torah. Meaning, to take the Torah and have a transformative experience, not just be a guy who happens to learn a few things. That's called Jewish studies. Jewish studies means you go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton, or maybe there's some other places also, if you're stuck. And you learn Jewish studies. You know, you're the same guy you always were. And now you have some intellectual knowledge. And so instead of learning Chinese literature, you learn Jewish studies. That's Jewish studies. What's the difference between Jewish studies and learning Torah? So says the Alshech and the Malbim, ve'yesham. It's not just something you learn. It's transformative. It makes you a new person. And ultimately, what's the goal of learning Torah? What's the goal of being a ben Torah? Is not to be a person who happens to have some knowledge. Not even to be a person who happens to have some knowledge that's useful in knowing how to pasken halacha and how to do the right thing. As crucial as it is to know the halacha and know how to do the right thing and know how to keep Shabbos properly and what bracha to make on granola bars and et cetera, et cetera. Ultimately, that's not the depth of Talmud Torah. The depth of Talmud is ve'yesham, to become a different person by learning the Torah. That when someone internalizes the values of the Torah, then they look at the world. Everyone knows a ben Torah, just even when he's not pasking halacha, looks at the world differently from someone who's not a ben Torah, because it's hashkafa. Hashkafa not meaning philosophy. Hashkafa meaning way of looking at the world. The hashkif was formed and transformed by the Torah. Everyone knows a ben Torah acts naturally in a different way than someone who's not a ben Torah, looks the world naturally in a different way that's not a ben Torah. Maybe that's what Hashem's saying here. But Derech Rem is ve'yesham, and become something there, become created there, yehi or, become something that didn't exist yet, that really someone really learning Torah, or real learning Torah, not engaging in academic Jewish studies, means someone wants to become a different kind of person through the Torah they learn. When you become a different kind of person through the Torah you learn, you become a holier person, a more godly person, a deeper person, a person who looks the world with different values. That's true Talmud Torah. That's what Hashem tells Moshe for the very first time. I want to add one other point, unrelated, which is not found in any of the Mefarshim. Maybe they didn't feel the need to make such a drush, a drusha, as pointedly, as we do nowadays. But Alei Layahar, come up to the mountain, ve'yesham, and be there. I think maybe there's a remez here for our door in particular. It's not my chiddush that our door suffers from this problem. I think in any, all generations, there is such thing as being distracted. Hashem, you could go someplace with someone. Question is, but are you there or not? Are you present or not? right? Aliyah, come up to me to the mountains. Don't just come up to me to the mountain and think about other things and be distracted, right? Come up to me to the mountains and be there and be present. There was always a distraction, was always a problem in human life, in spiritual life, in social life, in Menom Lachavir, Menom Lamakom, throughout the generations. I think in our days, Alei Lai Hahara, you know, it's so easy to come, Alei Lai Hahara, come into the base medrash with Hashem's Torah and not be there. You could sit in the base medrash all day, you could be on your phone, you could not be on your phone, be thinking about your phone. There's so many distractions nowadays, it's so easy to go to the right place, Alei Lai Hahara, even to the holiest of places, and not be there. And Hashem told Moshe, don't just come to the right place. But if you're already coming, be there, focus, free yourself of distractions, you know, turn off your ringer, even better, turn off your phone, turn off whatever it may be, and be there in Ben Adam. One of the uniquenesses of Mishpatim, maybe we'll talk about that in a future year, is the relationship, unique relationship to Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero. In Ben Adam Lamakom, Alei Lai Hahara, we go to so many harim, places of spirit, spiritual heights, but are we actually there or are we not there? And I mean, on Lachavero as well. You know, we spend time with our families, we spend time with our kids, we spend time with our spouse, we spend time with our parents, all, but are we actually there or are we not there? And unfortunately, the machla of our door is going someplace, but not being there, because once upon a time, the distractions were just, I was thinking about something from a couple hours ago, I might be distracted, I'm worried about something, it's going to happen tomorrow, I might be distracted. Nowadays, the distractions are so much greater, because the entire globe, and every single thing in the entire universe, you know, is in our pockets, waiting for our attention, and beeping, and binging, and whatever else it might be, and, you know, perhaps, for our generation, Hashem had specifically us in mind when he wrote in his Torah, Alei Lai Hahara, Ve'yesham, we need to work on our skills of not just going to the places where Hashem wants us to be, but Ve'yesham, but actually being there so that we can accomplish both Menon Lamakom and Chavero, what Hashem wants us to accomplish. Shabbat Shalom.